In the name of the one living God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Jesus answered them, I am the bread of life. No one comes to me will ever hunger, and no one who believes in me will ever thirst. John 6:35. There's a short connecting rail line that runs from Princeton, New Jersey to the main north-south Amtrak line. Some years ago, the great physicist Albert Einstein used this train to get from Princeton University to the main line. Upon changing trains, Mr. Einstein was found seated when the conductor came through to collect the tickets. And when he arrived at Mr. Einstein's seat, a ticket could not be produced. The conductor tried to reassure him that he had a ticket and not to worry. Well, the conductor went on through the car, and as he got to the door to go into the next car, he turned around and saw Mr. Einstein on his hands and knees, rubbing the carpet, looking for his ticket. So he came back to him and he said, "You, sir, are the great physicist Albert Einstein. I'm assuring you that you had a ticket and not to worry." And Mr. Einstein replied, "I know who I am, young man, but I don't have my ticket and I don't know where I'm going." Now here we have one of the greatest minds in the world, and he doesn't know where he's going. Sounds a little bit like the people in our gospel lesson this morning. A day or two earlier, these folks had received their fill of bread and fish at the hands of Jesus. And now they have the audacity to ask him for a sign to prove who he is. They do have their ticket, but they don't know where they're going. They are spiritually blind. They are spiritually blind to who is in their midst. You know, St. John's Gospel doesn't have an account of the institution of the sacrament of Holy Communion, as do the synoptic Gospels of Matthew, Mark, and Luke. The feeding of the 5,000 is John's way of showing that Jesus Christ is the one who provides the bread of life. And Jesus states emphatically in John's Gospel, "I am the bread of life." He first calls himself the true bread, followed by the bread of God. He then says he is the bread of life, followed by bread that gives life to the world. And finally, living bread. Commenting on Christ's Eucharist miracle, St. Augustine explains, and I quote, "This miracle was presented to our senses in order to stimulate our minds. It was put before our eyes in order to engage our understanding and so make us marvel at God, at the God we do not see, but of his works that we do see. This miracle was performed for the multitude to see. It was recorded for us to hear. Faith does for us what sight did for them." End of quote. When the multitude in John's gospel asked for a sign so that we can put faith in you, Christ referred to the Exodus story of the manna which prefigures him. And then he declared, "I myself am the bread of life. I myself and the bread of life." The 11th century Bulgarian theologian Theophylact of Ochrida explains this more fully, and again I quote, "The bread, being the Son of the living Father, is life by its very nature, and accordingly gives life to all. Just as earthly bread sustains the frail substance of the flesh and prevents it from falling into decay, so Christ quickens the soul through the power of the Spirit and also preserves the body for immortality. through Christ's resurrection from the dead and bodily immortality have been gratuitously bestowed upon the human race. End of quote. Christ is the bread of life that can never, never be cut short. In our new way of thinking, Christ is the yeast in the dough baked by the fire of his divinity. It's true that whoever eats this bread will never be famished for want of hearing the word of God, nor be parched by spiritual thirst, lacking the intoxication imparted by the Holy Spirit. Psalm 78 states, "The bread of the Almighty was eaten by men, even an abundance of provisions he sent them." Many times I have taken this blessed bread, the body of Christ, to the sick and the dying. As this is held before the individual and presented to them, realizing the presence of Christ, they often have tears in their eyes as they behold Christ's presence in the Eucharist. Christ is present in the Eucharist. This is our belief. This is our faith. As St. Irenaeus once said, our way of thinking is attuned to the Eucharist, and the Eucharist in turn confirms our way of thinking. Through our baptism and by receiving Jesus as the bread of life in the Eucharist, we have our ticket. And we, unlike Albert Einstein, do know where we are going. During the Eucharistic prayer, the priest takes the unleavened host and holds it for all to see, proclaiming in the words of Jesus Christ, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which is given up for you." These are not words put together by us humans, but the words of the God-man, Jesus Christ, handed down to us through the centuries to proclaim the presence of Jesus Christ in this blessed bread. As we offer Christ's body and blood to God the Father in the Spirit, let us celebrate this opportunity to proclaim our faith. Let our faith in Christ, the bread of life, energize our acknowledgement to all that God reveals in him. Let our faith unite us to what the senses fail to understand, but which our new way of thinking has no doubt. Let us indeed put on that new person created in God's image, whose justice and holiness are born of truth. Jesus Christ is the bread necessary for life. And every week, Deacon Dennis or I send you out with a dismissal. The Mass is ended. The service begins. Let us go forth to proclaim the risen Lord. We have been satiated with the body of Christ. Let us go out into the world and live it. That's why we're here. Not to hear me preach, but to receive the body of Christ at that altar and go out and give it to everybody else that's out in the community by your love and by your actions. Blessed, praised, adored be Jesus Christ in his throne of glory in heaven, the most holy sacrament of the altar, and in the hearts of his faithful people. Amen.